As the Park City Planning Commission and City Council examines each priority within Park City's vision, historic character, small town, sense of community, and natural setting, Park City Planning Commissioner Jack Thomas says the conversation about natural setting focuses partly on our entry corridor.
You know, you're worried about the impact of the visual experience of coming into town. And, you know, that's what we experience here, is what we see. And so, the entry or moving through the community, moving into the community, is like architecture. It's like moving through a structure and enjoying the process and the trip. It's like life itself.
That said, groundbreaking on the new Park City Film Studios at Quinn's Junction just took place, which ultimately will erase some of the community's natural setting.
The Planning Commission particularly struggled with that issue in terms of compliance with the general plan. And I think actually the Planning Commission voted against that, and we were overturned by the City Council.
The general plan discussion continues throughout this month and next before being finally approved by the Planning Commission and City Council towards the end of the year. On another item that concerns Quinn's Junction, the Park City Heights development, Thomas says the developers have come up with some good changes to the project, including an on-site soils repository.
They have found a place on the site that works very well for the repository. And this structure wouldn't happen, period, if they couldn't find a place to mitigate the soils impact and clean up the environmental. And so I think they've done an excellent job, actually. The commission agreed that the plan is going in the right direction.
He says, in fact, the developers have learned a great deal about soils mitigation, and their need for the repository has actually improved their overall plan.
The location of the units, the modification of the streets, changing their unit types a little bit, and we felt like it was going in the right direction. We didn't vote for it. They were looking for a general read.
On a final item, during the recent work session, the Planning Commission considered changes to the sign code, specifically that the St. Regis was looking to raise their signage higher than code allows.
They were looking to see if we were willing to raise the height of signs on buildings. And I think they were specifically, I think they had in mind St. Regis, as if someone cannot find St. Regis. You know, the vernacular isn't a big enough indicator. And so I think our thoughts were that the signs should not be raised on buildings. They should be seen from walking or driving, and that was high enough.
That's Park City Planning Commissioner Jack Thomas. He says his term on the Planning Commission expires in December, and he has not re-upped for another term after serving a total of 8 of the past 10 years as Planning Commissioner. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.